Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Pat Crosley from the New Century Art Guild. Good morning to you, Pat.
Good morning.
Pat, you have an event coming up here just this coming weekend, a Veteran Appreciation Day and Open House sponsored by the New Century Art Guild. And we're going to give you the details of this event coming up because it involves a chili cook-off contest. But let's talk about New Century Art Guild.
New Century Art Guild, it's a nonprofit arts organization, and it was co-founded by veterans and artists. And we are sponsoring this open house and appreciation for veterans on Sunday, November
6th. This coming weekend, right. Yes.
4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, starting at 4 o'clock, you have an open house, and where is that?
The open house is on Main Street in Kimbleton, and both of our art galleries will be open to the public, and we have veterans art exhibits up. And these veterans are semi-professional. They're very, very good artists, and they've been paneled by our art director, so I think the public will enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and during this time at the galleries, there's also a local wine tasting.
Oh,
so we
okay.
have our local wine and cheese at 4 o'clock.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little more about the art. I think some people, when you say art, the first thing they think of is an oil painting hanging on the wall. But art encompasses much more than that, and I think you have a varied sorts of art there.
Right, we do have oils, but also charcoal and watercolors. We also have the artist, our art director, is also a sculptor. And so we have included in this day is a tour of his art, the sculptures that he has created for the Little Mermaid.
All right. That's interesting. And I think for some people that more dimensional kind of thing is something that they really can feel more about, see more about than a flat surface. And I'm not downplaying the other kind of work. But for some people, the sculpture is just a more, well, it's obviously has more shape to it. And for some people, it's a really much more appreciated art form.
Mm-hmm.
So this event is going to cover several places. You have several galleries, and then you mentioned the Little Mermaid.
Yes, there will be a tour of these new sculptures. These sculptures are creations of Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tales. So there will be 8 in all. We currently have 5 completed and placed on the pedestals in the park around the mermaid, and they are depicting the stories of the little match girl, the emperor's new clothes, the ugly duckling, the snow queen, the tinderbox, and I'm forgetting one, but those are the ones that... These are 18 to 24-inch bronze sculptures sitting on pedestals around the mermaid.
Hopefully they will remind people of the stories that they really enjoyed, and perhaps if they're not familiar with all the stories, this, even as an adult, would be a good time to go back and read those, because most of them, you know, they have sort of an ending that says, here's something we could learn from. So
Of them do have morals. And,
yes.
And the last one is Thumbelina. I just remembered.
Oh, Thumbelina. Yes, I love Thumbelina.
And they will have a button on each pedestal. There's a button where the guests that around the guests who come to visit can listen to the story, a summary of the story.
All right. So if you don't remember what it's about, hey, push the button and you can hear a little summary of the story. Okay, so you mentioned the galleries open at 4, and then this guided tour is going to be at about 5 o'clock, and then 5:30.
At 5:30, we're going to be moving to the Cottonwood Barn, it's the old sale barn in Templeton, and it's been revitalized, and it's now a conference center. And it at this Cottonwood Barn, we will have a chili cook-off. And so what we're intending to do here, we did a Veterans Appreciation last year, and it was such a success. Our entertainment was the Polka Police, and it's a singing duo, and they are really funny. They do current songs to a polka beat, and it's just hilarious. Everybody had a good time.
Sounds unique. And the music starts shortly after the chili cook-off contest starts, correct?
Right. Well, yeah. Before the Polka Police start, we're having our own Lauren Christensen play guitar, and he's also a professional, and he is going to be playing the first hour.
All right. So what do you need to do? Do you have all your chili cookers all lined up, or can somebody still come?
Well, we don't know for sure. We're inviting everyone to come bring their chili. The winner of the cook-off will be determined by the most donations in their individual buckets.
Okay.
So we encourage people to bring their family and friends to
sure.
go for their chili with their dollars.
Now, they need to bring the chili there already cooked. Is that correct?
Yeah, bring the chili. The chili cook-off is taste. Tasting.
Okay.
So we have bowls that they can go around and taste each of the chilies and donate to their favorite one.
Okay.
And then, the prizes, we have prizes for the top three best tasting chilies. And the first prize is a new flat screen TV.
Whoa!
I know.
You're talking big prizes here.
Yeah. The second one is a gas grill. And the third one is catered gourmet dinner for four.
Wow. Hey, chili cookers, you better get yourselves over there. I know there are a lot of people who love to cook chili. They may not cook a lot of other things, but they love to cook chili. And if you've entered a contest before, or if you haven't, either way, you know, this sounds like this would be a good time to get your chili in there and say, this is my best chili. So that they need to be there at 5:30 at the Cottonwood Barn.
Right.
We provide
the cornbread.
Okay.
Bread. And we'll also be having ice cream available and hot chocolate, apple cider.
This is a big deal, Pat.
Yeah, it's a very fun deal.
Yes. And, of course, the whole reason is to show veteran appreciation. Now,
right. It's all free. Mm-hmm. It's all free to the public. And the main idea is to appreciate our veterans. We have all the decorations of the four different services of branches of the service. We have their big flags on our wall. And it's a great way to honor our vets.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll remind people about those times again in a minute. But, Pat, these galleries may not always be open, but this is an ongoing organization that you have membership in.
We do. This is the galleries are open by appointment or when we have events like this. We're also open during Yule Fest and Tivoli Fest.
Okay.
And so those are two times when we're sure to be open. But otherwise, it's by appointment or by event.
Okay, and you have a big project in the works, this Living Liberty Memorial and Sculpture
right.
Park. So
right.
this is an ongoing project that you're in the works.
I should mention that the proceeds from this fundraiser will be in two parts. One, to provide a scholarship for a young budding artist, either a student or a veteran, and the second thing we're going to have for our proceeds will be for this Living Liberty Memorial, and that is a long-term project. You know, we're just now getting we have the land, and we're just now getting the project built to scale, and so we're starting, and it's mm-hmm. like I said, it'll probably be about a 10-year project, but we're raising money for that as we go along.
All right. So, folks, if you want to enter the chili contest, then you need to be at the Cottonwood Barn by 5:30. If you just want to come and enjoy all of the things going on, from music and the art and tasting the chili and wine and on and on, you can start at 4 o'clock at the art galleries. Be there at 5 for the guided tour of Hans Christian Andersen sculptures. 5:30, you can taste the chili, and then music goes on from 5:30 till a little later, not till midnight, but later.
No,
in the evening.
I didn't mention we're having a bonfire as well, so
all
there
right.
will be a bonfire too.
All
and
right.
The other thing I wanted to mention, Levon, is that we have a guy who's bringing his home crafted beer. So we're having a beer bar.
All right, right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Pat Crosley, for reminding us about and telling us about the New Century Art Guild and the Open House and Veteran Appreciation on Sunday, November 10th, starting at 4 p.m. And until next time this week and forever, let's remember to appreciate our veterans.